entertainment news for you.
Which is brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, our champion, Dave.
Thank you.
Gen X Davey.
Thank you for knowing that. And joining me is a former April Fool's Open participant, legendary broadcaster.
Non-winner.
Can't win the big one.
Gordon Keith.
That's true. That is true. Hi, hardliners.
Hello, G. Gordon.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
Glad to have you on a Friday. And
well, it's Thursday.
On a Thursday. Dave. Man, yesterday felt like Friday to me.
Go, Dave.
Because I was partying.
You were.
And now it feels like really Friday. But then tomorrow.
Did you drink afterwards?
I drank during.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I played so well.
We may need to visit some audio post-round Dave during Community Quick Hits when he was feeling really good.
His tongue wanted a nap.
EA's was already napping.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
So, this is going to be a bit of a historic event. This will be next week, April 9th. It will mark the first time that Conan O'Brien will set foot on the Tonight Show set since he was fired in 2010. So he's going to be a guest with Jimmy Fallon to promote his Max series, Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Which is what?
So, Conan O'Brien Must Go, it's kind of like a travel show.
Right?
Yeah. So he's met a bunch of people doing his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And so this is kind of the next iteration as he goes around the world to these people's home country and kind of does a Anthony Bourdain type thing.
Very underreported back then in 2010, 2009, whenever it was all going down, of how sorry Jay Leno was.
Yeah. So, to give you the thumbnail of it, Conan succeeded Jay Leno as the host of The Tonight Show in 2009 because Jay was saying that he was stepping down, and then they gave him his own show in an earlier time slot. He was bumped to the 9 p.m. time slot, Central Time. And then after 7 months, Jay Leno's ratings were so bad in his new time slot and Conan's ratings were so bad on The Tonight Show that NBC just pulled the plug. They fired Conan and they gave Jay his old job back. And then Jay did The Tonight Show for 4 more years before he finally retired for real.
He wasted everyone's time for 4 more years.
Yeah.
Well, and then Conan, I think he was number one though. Like he took up with his ratings once again.
Number one.
Yeah, now all those people are dead that were watching him.
That's true.
So they don't even know that.
But then Conan did his TBS show for 11 seasons, then the podcast, now this Max show. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's no hard feelings with Fallon because
he had nothing to do with it.
What did he have to do with it?
Yeah, he just kind of glided in after all the dust had settled between Conan and Jay. But yes, Jay was completely sorry in that whole mess.
Yeah. God, I never understood Jay Leno. Like, I really didn't know many people who did. They seemed like they were all of the older variety.
Well, because
they were intimidated by Letterman in some way.
He was kind of the old style talk show host comedian, kind of in the mold of Johnny.
Yeah.
Longer monologues, kind of cornball jokes, pretty safe most of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kind of like how Jimmy Fallon is now.
Kind of, but do you consume that in any way outside of just watching some clip that may pop up on a feed?
That's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the case for most every late night talk show now.
When was the last time you watched one of those shows?
Dude, maybe a band that I wanted to see, but I can't even remember that.
Yeah, but you always know that you can look it up the next day on YouTube.
Yes.
Or you'll see it on your Twitter feed.
Right.
So speaking of Twitter feeds, this is taking over Twitter today.
Hey, Twitter world.
As Roseanne.
Hey, Twitter world.
The once very famous, now not so famous, comedian Roseanne was at a fundraiser for Carrie Lake at Mar-a-Lago.
I believe
last
that's Kari.
Kari Lake, sorry.
Mm.
And she has some words of advice for young college students.
Hey, old bro. How are you doing? I'm here at Mar-a-Lago supporting Carrie Lake, and it was a fantastic evening, and our trumpet's here being the DJ, and I've just danced, and everyone's amazed. So I'm just going to say to you, please drop out of college because it's going to ruin your lives. Do me a favor, drop out. They don't teach you nothing good. Email me or Twitter me or whatever you call me, and I'll help you with your life. But you got to get out of college because it isn't nothing but devil worshiping, baby blood drinking, Democrat donors. Love ya.
Rednecks.
And meanwhile, she's...
What in the world did I just listen to?
Meanwhile, she's sloshing around the biggest glass of Chardonnay you've ever seen in your life. It's like half of a bottle in a glass.
I'm familiar.
Is that a good idea to get her on your side? Like, what?
I don't know.
Incredible.
What's happening on the planet right now?
And behind her is... I think that's Trump.
She said he was there. Our Trump is here.
No. It's a painting of Trump.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what she was referring to.
It's a painting of Trump in, like, his tennis whites. And he's so impossibly tan and really thin. And he's against a kind of a midnight sky. It's kind of awesome. So, yeah.
So, look
up the Roseanne video just for the Trump painting in the background.
The blood drinking stuff and all that?
No way.
I mean,
she's a comedian. Surely she's doing a bit.
Trolling, right?
I mean, God, I don't know.
And that college teaches you that?
They don't teach you nothing.
Well, I mean, there are some people who probably do believe that.
All right, moving on. Gordon.
I didn't go to college.
We're all going to die.
That's why you don't drink baby's blood, like me and Bob and Dave.
Good.
It's the only reason.
Am I the only non-college graduate up at the ticket?
It's the only reason Dave had a baby,
right?
It's just free access to blood.
I'm drinking a chai tea baby blood.
Yes,
a blood smoothie.
Good for you.
Oh, what's that?
Gordon, I don't know if you have spent any time with Cowboy Carter, the new record from Beyonce.
I have not.
So I know you know that she did a new version of Blackbird, the Beatles McCartney tune from the White Album.
Mm-hmm.
And so details have come out about this.
I'm familiar.
Black Girl, right? Yes, Corby.
Yes,
Corby.
Well, matter of fact, Corby, McCartney has said that he wrote Blackbird in response to the civil rights movement that was peaking in 1968 when he wrote Blackbird for the White Album. And it is a play on the term bird for girl. In England, they call girls birds.
Right.
So blackbird is black girl. And so he was very excited that Beyonce was going to do a version and make it her own. And she did to a degree. Of course, she sings on it. She added some strings and a bass part. They stripped out the bird noises. But the acoustic guitar and the foot tapping that you hear are the original tracks from the White Album. It's McCartney playing guitar. And
so he allowed that?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. Only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Oh, you're doing good, Gordon.
Only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
So, you know.
You know what it sounds
okay.
like? Blackbird.
It could use the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it needs some of those bird noises put back in.
Yeah, are you familiar with...
It needs more harmonies.
With Pigeon EA, Gordon?
No,
okay.
I guess I'm not.
We'll save that for the next segment.
Yeah. You need to hear it in context first.
Yeah.
Okay, so McCartney has weighed in. He said, "I'm so happy with Beyonce's version of my song Blackbird. I think she does a magnificent version, and it reinforces the civil rights message that inspired me to write the song in the first place." He says, "I spoke to her on FaceTime, and she thanked me for writing it and letting her do it. I told her the pleasure was all mine, and I thought she did a killer version of the song." And he told everyone, "Check it out. You're going to love it."
I wonder how many people that have consumed that song have no idea
who Paul McCartney is.
Yeah, or that it's a cover, or if it's a cover of the Beatles or any of it. Like, what? Well, she does it way better than whoever. Old people.
I look forward to somebody then hearing the actual version and wondering why they're covering Beyonce.
Right.
Yes.
Who is this old white guy covering Beyonce?
That's always my favorite end around on one of these situations.
Speaking of old white guys.
What was the one that Ugly Kid Joe remade? Remember?
Ugly Kid Joe. Not a name I thought I would hear today. Is he Young Gravy?
Hold on.
Yeah, he's the same guy.
Cats in the Cradle?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's...
I did not know they did a version of
that. Yeah, unironically, somebody was wondering who covered Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah.
Who's this Cat Stevens guy?
He must love cats.
It's hard to believe there was an act called Ugly Kid Joe, right?
Well, yeah.
Do you know the genesis of their name?
No, no clue.
Well, they were, I don't know if they were doing a battle of the bands or they were playing a festival or something, but they were on a bill with Pretty Boy Floyd. And they didn't have a name, so they just were like, Ugly Kid Joe.
Okay.
Kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So speaking of old white guys, we've kind of been hit over the head with Beatles docs, but have we really gotten enough of the Beach Boys? Well, on Disney Plus on May 24th, there will be a 2-part documentary just simply titled The Beach Boys that will follow their rise and fall, or the rise and run, I guess. And they will have interviews with all surviving members, and then they will also have interviews with Lindsey Buckingham, Janelle Monáe, Don Was, many, many others. But, I'm kind of a day tripper entirely with, all I know are the hits, and I've never been a huge fan of the Beach Boys, but
right.
I feel like I need to watch this to try and understand.
I'm with you. I mean, I know that they're genius and Pet Sounds is revolutionary and all those things. I just always was put off by the Beach Boys sound when I was growing up.
Me too.
And it's been hard for me to decide to go ahead and plunge back in and really appreciate it.
I like that song. But why were we turned off by it? Because I couldn't stand it as a kid. But I loved older music. You know, other bands from the 60s I love, but I... That for whatever reason, maybe it was the fact too that I learned pretty early. Oh my God, there was so much pot.
Yeah, but they at least were subversive with their pot.
But it threw me for a loop that all their songs about beaches and cars and things like that they weren't beach kids at all. Like they never ever went to the beach. Yet their entire sound and persona and image was based around being the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but Brian Wilson's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a genius. He is a musical genius.
And a branding genius. I mean, they created that whole
Absolutely.
Persona and right. a whole genre of music.
And friends with Charles Manson.
Indeed.
Do you like Little Deuce Coop?
She's my little Deuce Coop.
Too many harmonies.
Yeah.
Too many harmonies.
I agree.
All right, lastly, Kiss. You know, they did their last tour,
and
they wrapped it up at Madison Square Garden.
I was there.
But they teased plans for an Avatar concept so that Kiss would live on. Well, they have announced a deal. They have sold not only their image and likeness, including their iconic makeup designs, but their music catalog.
Never saw Avatar.
They have sold everything to Pop House Entertainment. Pop House Entertainment, the Sweden-based music investment firm that is behind the ABBA Voyage hologram show.
I'm going to guess 150.
150 what?
They had to get more than that.
150 million?
Yeah. 250.
Yeah.
You know, Peyton.
Bob?
I would... That's tough to say. I That's not the worst guess I've ever heard.
Well, thanks.
That's way low.
I'm going to go $1 more.
You think 200, Gordon, or like 250?
No, I think they got half a billion.
No way.
Whoa. You're all wrong.
$1.
300 million.
Okay.
Split the difference,
still,
more or less.
So much money.
Yeah, so ABBA Voyage, it launched in July of 2022 in London, and since then it's grossed $1 million a week.
What?
$1 million a week in its run in London, and they are talking about moving it to Vegas next.
Oh my God.
So we can look forward to Hologram Kiss coming to Dickies Arena very soon.
Will you guys go to one of those shows?
No.
Yep.
Just for sport?
Absolutely. To watch ABBA and Kiss do duets? That's awesome.
I don't think they're mashing them up.
Oh.
Smash! They each put on the other's clothes.
And then a mini version of Kiss.
Yes, right.
We'll do professional
wrestle a mini version of ABBA.
Miscalculation.
That'd be perfect.
Tiny ABBA and mini Kiss. I'd go see that for sure.
All right. Full on rant revival next.
Somebody forgot the rant. It's okay, though. We all make mistakes. It is 5:19, and when you hear this song, hopefully it takes you back to about 20 years ago or more. When the rant...
Or it just means fun now.
True. True. In which we gather the troops from the rant, led by Gordon Keith, myself and Dave Lane, and we get together every Thursday, and we do rant things. And I wanted to present this to you guys, because I have dipped my toes into this program, this much highly publicized program, and I did not know that there was such scandal attached to it. So you guys are familiar with David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Those are the two guys that created Game of Thrones.
Hunter, Hunter, Hunter.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
They signed an exclusive deal with Netflix that was going to pay them a king's ransom, and they are the IT producers, content creators in Hollywood. And so they were looking for their next project.
He's the hot name now around Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm. And the next project ended up being a television show that debuted about a week and a half ago called Three Body Problem. So they've been working on this now for about four full years. They acquired the rights to this show, and I watched episode one. I don't know if anybody on this show right now has currently seen this. Any of it? Anybody in there? Ham?
No.
I watched the trailer and saw that it was in Chinese, so I bailed.
God, I'm gonna give up.
He only buys American.
Medic. Whoa. You're a true patriot, Dave.
Yes.
So, they acquired this this TV show. Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Oh, no.
Heimlich?
Here, drink some of this baby blood.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Yeah, you really need... You're not getting enough baby blood.
I'm not.
You need baby blood, Corby.
I know. So let's go back to 2014, and this is where all this scandal started. Because back in 2014, there is a Chinese billionaire. And the Chinese billionaire...
You don't have to say it like that.
...is a guy named Lin Kui.
He really leaned into it.
Lin Kui?
Lin Kui. Lin Kui. Not Lin Kui.
It's a very common name in China.
So Lin Kui is a... he owns a gaming company in China. He became a billionaire and was, you know, lauded all across China for being one of these young entrepreneurial types.
Did he make Candy Crush?
He could have. I don't know exactly the extent of what he did, but I do know that he was a billionaire several times over based on his gaming industry. He wanted to branch out and do other things, and so he had read the book, which was titled, it's a Chinese novel, a novel emanating from China.
No disrespect.
Called The Three Body Problem. It was eventually developed and just now called Three Body Problem, but the novel was called The Three Body Problem. He fell in love with it. And this, he wasn't the only one. This was a sci-fi home run novel. And so he, being a billionaire, decided, I'm going to take the rights to this and I'm going to ship it to whoever will buy it and take the highest bidder. I want this to be the Chinese version of Star Wars, and I want this to be my legacy beyond the video games. And so he hired this huge staff of people to go out and help try to find the right buyer slash developer to turn this novel that he fell in love with into something that would leave its mark, which is where it is right now. But the process that it took,
Why didn't they name it Chinese Star Wars?
That would have been easier.
Do you think that would have got you more into it?
Yeah. It's a confusing name, at least from where I sit now.
Yes, it is. And it's a pretty confusing show. So he hired this one guy back in 2017. And the guy's last name, we'll just call him Yao. Zhu Yao is his name. And so Yao was part of this team that was out there shipping this novel. And according to reports, he wasn't doing a very good job. And so Lin Kuif then decided to part ways with him, as one would do in these situations. If you're not doing your job and there's billions of dollars potentially at risk here or at stake, then we're going to let you go. And so he gets fired, essentially. This Yao guy does. So instead of just going about his life, and Yao was an attorney as well, so he had a second job. It wasn't like he was destitute after being fired. He did not take kindly, though, to being fired. And so as they're still shopping this around, before they made the deal with Netflix and David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, this Yao guy decides, I'm going to get even. And the way he got even was, he built his own lab. And why did he build a lab? Well, he was obsessed with Breaking Bad. It was his favorite show. And so he thought that he would build this lab, and within it, he would test poisons over the course of a year to eventually poison and kill Lin Kuei. Not only Lin Kuei, but the people that supplanted him in his job. So he was going to murder all of these people. One, the guy that had him fired. Two, the people that kind of replaced him. And so for a year, this guy sets up a lab. He starts buying poisons on the dark web. He gets cats, dogs, birds, rats in his lab, and he starts testing out these poisons and killing all these animals. Ooh. It's crazy. He did not kill EA Pigeon, unfortunately. And so he finds this cocktail that he thinks is perfect, and he hides the poison, which is mercury-based and strychnine-based and all the stereotypical things that you hear about that would kill people. He hides them, he infiltrates the offices of Lin Ji or Lin Kuei, and puts these probiotics disguised as his normal medicine in his office. He puts poison in the guy's whiskey, in his water source, all of it. And poisons this guy to the tune of, he is rushed to the hospital. This is a billionaire. This is a guy who's got security team. He's got everything. He starts feeling sick one day, rushed to the hospital. 10 days later, dead.
And what year was this?
This was 2020 or 2019. Dang. Yes. So he kills this guy whose only dream is to, and this guy, by all accounts, is a wonderful, wonderful guy. He just ran into the wrong guy to fire. And then he poisoned the people that took his job. They all end up living, but within the 10-day lag time of this guy being poisoned, they immediately trace it back to this guy's lab, this nefarious lab. Well, he won't tell what the poison is that he put in this guy's cocktails. Therefore, they don't know what the antidote is. So he dies. And last month, this guy was sentenced to death. And so The one guy's dream was to make this show, period, end of story, and then he never saw that come to fruition. I think he saw it sold to Netflix. His name is listed as an executive producer, but he obviously never saw, you know, what his dream actually was. And now this other guy, the other three or four people that were poisoned, they all ended up living, and now this guy was sentenced to death in China. So
Chinese death.
Chinese death. Yeah.
China.
They found, he should have to eat all the poison in his lab.
They said five toxins were detected in Lin's body, including mercury and tetrodotoxin, which is an extremely potent poison found in pufferfish, which I've always heard of that, the pufferfish being incredibly toxic to the touch or the bite or whatever it was. And this guy extracted the poisons from the pufferfish and put it in all of his goodies to poison him. It's
goodies.
Absolutely crazy. So yeah, it wrapped up the Chinese media outlets and it was the story.
Whoa.
So in honor of him,
the Game of Thrones guys wanted to make this show after that?
No, this took place. They had already bought the rights to it. And so by the time this was all going down, this guy was murdered. So right at the outset of him selling this to Netflix and D.B. Weiss and David Benioff, that's when the poisoning took place. And so, yeah, I mean, they continued to make the show.
Yeah.
So in honor of Mr. Queef, we should all watch Three Body Problem despite the fact that it's in Chinese.
Or take poison.
I will say this. Having watched the first episode, it is fascinating. And I know you...
Who plays the pufferfish?
Okay, Gordon, you're confusing... Fishy. Yeah, Mel Gibson plays the pufferfish, if that would make you happy.
Wow.
I know. What a stretch. What a reach. Okay.
Wasn't there a Simpsons episode where Homer was eating the pufferfish at a sushi restaurant?
Early one, right?
Like the blue pufferfish?
Like season one or two.
Yeah. Because it is a delicacy. And that's the thing, is like the sushi chef, like he has to be certified to fillet this pufferfish, because if he cuts the gland that has the poison in it, he'll kill his diners.
Yes.
And he was having sex with Mrs. Kerbopple.
The pufferfish?
No, the chef.
The Chinese chef, too, right?
I think he was Japanese, Corby. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough miss. Tough miss.
Yet one you make all the time.
I do not. I do not.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so we need to introduce you, Gordon, now to either underwater EA or pigeon EA. Here is where this sound emanated from.
Here's where the drama comes. Oh, who will come in sixth and who will seventh?
Yeah.
Who?
Wait, he did that accidentally?
Yes.
Here's where the drama comes. Oh, who will come in sixth and who will seventh? Yeah.
This was on his podcast. He was previewing the April Fool's Open.
Yeah.
And he didn't edit that out?
Apparently not. And so when played in rapid succession, imagine yourself in Central Park, Gordon, feeding little EA pigeon.
As it waddles around and...
Oh. Now this begs the question, though, has EA pigeon ever met a waterfall frog?
We don't know that, but we also don't. Okay, listen,
wasn't EA the original waterfall frog?
Of course he was.
We don't have EA pigeon eating like bird seed or whatever they eat. We have EA pigeon eating brisket and like giant whole honey hams and things like that.
Turkey legs.
Right.
But only after dusk.
Yes. EA pigeon still observes Ramadan.
I'll tell you what, man. Pound for pound, who produces...
That's a lot of pounds.
Who produces more content than EA Sports?
Precipice?
He's given us a... Okay, fair. But this guy's in the conversation.
Yeah.
He's been a real find for the ticket.
Yeah, and Gordon, I don't know if...
Report for April 8th.
I don't know if many people caught wind of what went down yesterday in a very, very short pop-up character, but... Head wound Rosengarten made a very brief appearance.
Yeah, he was telling us that
Rick, like the eraser pieces.
Wait a minute.
I like candy.
He does.
So Rick rewards you with Reese's Pieces when you do a good job?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
just,
that's how Rick leads him to remotes. Just a trail of Reese's Pieces.
Like, he's like,
just
follow me.
Because he can't drive with the head wound and all, right? And
right.
So,
because it's oozing and bleeding and everything.
Right. So he just walks around with Reese's Pieces and drops them on the ground for head wound Rosengarten to access. But he loves them.
So wrong.
Poor he Craig. Loves them.
Leave Craig alone.
Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, he looks great.
Here.
No, you're not.
Craig looks great.
Yes.
He does.
I know.
He doesn't talk well, but he looks great.
Extremely fit.
Whatever. All right, Gordon.
Yes, indeed.
Twitch tonight?
7:35, yes, on Twitch. And I can't, what's his name, Elon, warring with Twitch or something? Because I can't post a link to my Twitch.
Are you serious?
Twitter. I've been trying all day, and it will not post it.
Huh.
Bitch.
Yeah, I think he banned all other social platforms.
I don't know that he is into the warring type conduct on Twitter.
No. Yeah, head wound Bob now.
I might have gone to screensaver there just for a second. I had to move the mouse real fast to wake back up.
But yeah, like when people were migrating to Blue Sky, like the Twitter alternative, and people would try and post their Blue Sky links or invites.
Yeah,
and he would erase all those.
So I haven't heard about him doing it with Twitch.
I haven't either.
What a stupid bitch. My Twitch handle for the P1 Hangout is twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
All right, tonight at 7:30-ish.
7:35. Yeah.
7:35. All right, dude. Thank you very much. There
thank
he goes.
You.
The great
thank
Gordon.
You.
Yeah. Thanks for my baby, Gav.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what it is when you get a chance.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You'll love it. You'll love it.
All right.